sports. And other than the game on the field, we're going to have a lot of fun up here in the booth tonight because we got some real characters up here, especially over to our left here, Chad. We got the attorney Gerald Pearl is going to be doing the announcing for all the game tonight. Got Brent Wainer over here from the Voice of the Thumb. And we've also got Mike Bogan. We're going to try to get Mike, the athletic director, Mike Bogan up here. If not before the game, at halftime, and get some updates as to what's going on around Bad Axe for sports with the Hatchets. And we might even run into Paul Adams or Seth, one of the guys from the Tribune tonight. So we'll have a full house coming in and out, giving you all of the action and a lot of fun here for tonight's ball game. So about 20 minutes away from the start of the ball game with the Bad Axe Hatchets and the Reese Rockets. I'm Kurt Damrow along with Chad Knobloch, and we'll be bringing you all the play-by-play action. So a beautiful night if you're just joining us. Absolutely gorgeous, perfect fall evening. We've got donuts and cider and all kinds of great things. And if you're in the Bad Axe area, look at the stands, they're filling up. The Hatchet Band was out in the parking lot earlier. They're warming up, so we're going to have a great Maize and Blue pregame and halftime show with the Bad Axe Hatchet Marching Band. Chad, we got, again, we talked about the differences in the teams. We got an update, though, or you got a call.
We
get updates throughout the broadcast here, so if you hear a phone go off or hear some buzzing and getting a text message, we'll give you some updates. But you got one here now on Lawrence. We talked about Lawrence and Deckerville, eight-man football, and is that's for tomorrow?
That is, yeah, that's tomorrow at Deckerville.
Now, we didn't know about Lawrence. They're a little better team than we didn't know anything about them, so there wasn't much that we could discuss about them. But these are going to be two of the top five.
Yeah.
Teams in the state of Michigan for eight-man football. They're going to play tomorrow in Deckerville.
Yeah, according to the text message that I just got from our athletic director over at North Huron, Jim Glidden, he informed me that Lawrence is the number two team in the state for eight-man, and Deckerville right now is number five, so it's going to be kind of a clash of the titans over there tomorrow.
Oh, that's going to be a fun one to watch, and that's tomorrow at Deckerville. So if you're in that Deckerville area or any of you other athletes in the area, want to go see a real good game, and now, even if they're not in your league, guys, go check this team out. Go check out the Deckerville Eagles, and you're going to see Lawrence play. They're the number two. We thought Deckerville's great. They're number five. So it's going to be, like you said, a clash of titans over there at Deckerville. Let's fill those stands up, and let's cheer for that local home team, the Deckerville Eagles. So right now we're getting ready to do the coin toss. We've got both of our teams out there at the 50-yard line with the Reese Rockets and the Bad Axe Hatchets. Let's go back to our teams now, Chad. We talked about Bad Axe Hatchets. Man, they have got a lot of players out there in the Maize and Blue.
They sure do. They got a lot of players out there. Not a lot of seniors. This is a fairly young team that's having some success early this season. Just won their third game in a row. It's been a while since that's happened, but they've only got about six seniors that they're dressing out there, so I don't think that this is going to be a one-year deal where they come out strong like this. They're just having a real good season right now, and it looks like it's going to be here for a little bit.
Some of the excitement on the field tonight, as we talked earlier, Tommy Football Morno, a junior. And we looked at some of the big kids that they've got playing here that are going to be starting for Bad Axe, and having a pretty good last couple of games. A lot of juniors out here. Tom Morneau, junior, quarterback, 6 foot, 165 pounds, number 18, will be calling the signals.
And he's averaging right now right around 200 all-purpose yards every game, whether it's rushing the ball or throwing the ball out of that Veer offense that they like to run, where he's pitching or throwing or running. So we're going to see him all over the field. I think that Reese is going to get a pretty heavy dose of number 18 this evening.
Tonight for the Bad Axe Hatchet, the team captains are out on the field right now, so we've got the coin toss underway. For the Bad Axe Hatchets, 44, Matt McVay, number 18, Tommy Morneau, 17, Mitch Dorr, and number 11, Jared Brown.
Boy, I couldn't believe it. It was so overcast and rainy today, and I swear 5 minutes ago there was actual shadows on the field from the sun. This is just shaped up to be a beautiful homecoming night. You like to see that when you know they're going to have their halftime festivities out there. It's nice when the weather can hold off for them.
They had a big parade downtown. I kind of got stuck in that. That's why I was a few minutes not late to get on the air, but I wanted to run up and grab one of the Tribunes so we could go through the sports and we could keep up with our sports guys from the Tribune to see how they fared tonight. For the team captains tonight for the Reese Rockets, number 13, Travis Lynch was out there, 52, Jonah Jones, 55, Devin Jones, and 56, John Gronkowski. Now, as we mentioned earlier, if you missed that, the Reese Rockets are going to be shy about five players tonight, as they've got the flu bug heading through their school right now. It hasn't made it all the way up here into Huron County, and we'll just say keep it right down there in Tuscola and run it south because we got football season underway up here.
That's right. Not a good night for them to be under the weather either, because Reese is struggling a little bit as of late. They're coming off three straight losses compared to Bad Axe's three straight wins. So they're looking to right the ship and turn some things around. Their last loss was a two-point loss to USA, 8-6, and that's got to be a tough pill to swallow.
Wow.
And they probably couldn't wait to get right back out on the field after that one.
And you know, that kind of makes you really want to come back that next game and put a little more into it, actually a lot more into it. For the Reese Rockets tonight, number five quarterback Jacob Galster is going to be calling the signals. Also in the backfield for Reese will be number 20. That's going to be Tito Salinas. And who else we got back there? Number 31 is also going to be in the backfield, Jacob Hartman. And number three, although Jesus Asenio, I see that he's out for tonight. I believe he's one of the guys that's got the flu, one of their running backs. A lot of things going on. Hey, tomorrow morning, I want to remind you, Randy's Hunting Center here in Bad Axe is going to have an open house. They'll have a live on-air broadcast with Cruise 102. We'll be down there at 1340 a.m. Our sister station, one of the two, will be down there with the Brown family, hog roast, and all kinds of goodies. Randy's Hunting Center, open house tomorrow. That's down on the east end of town here in Bad Axe. Well, our teams are starting to head off the field with about 12 minutes to go away from the start of the pregame ceremonies anyways and the start of our ball game tonight.
Boy, we're going to have a packed house here tonight. I couldn't
look at the crowd coming in.
It was 5:30, and there were already people here sitting in the bleachers.
You know, Chad, I think everybody was just kind of, you know, they got cabin fever the last couple days. The weather hasn't been that great up here in the Thumb, and you get a chance to get out, homecoming. They had a great turnout downtown. Wait till you see some of these floats here at halftime. So we'll have a little longer halftime program, which is good. It'll give us a chance to talk to a few of our officials that are here from the schools, our athletic directors. We might even get some of the old players up here in the booth to talk to us during the halftime. As the Bad Axe Hatchets, pretty good season so far this year. They've won the last couple of games.
Yeah, they're coming off three straight wins, and you know, one of their losses could have easily been a win, I believe, against that was Marlette, but they got caught up in penalties a little bit. But they've, you know, there's a buzz around here, and you can feel it because it hasn't been here for a little while.
It is.
And it's nice
yeah.
to see it back.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that might be one of the things that's bringing the crowd up tonight. It's been a while, and Bad Axe is getting back on the map. You know, we're going to go all the way back to 1979 when the Bad Axe Hatchets, one of the first teams, or the first team from the Thumb area, to actually head down to the Pontiac Silverdome for the state championships back in the late 70s, 79, 78, 79 season. And the Hatchets went there. They were runner-up in the state championship. Then just a few years later, the Lakers went down there on the 82 season, 81, 82, and in the Pontiac Silverdome won the state championship. So the first of our 11-man Class C state champions, CB, what we have up here, or had here at the time, state champions. And you know what, ever since then, boy, we've just been producing some powerhouse football. North Huron's been in the playoffs, Ubley been down there for the championships, Harbor Beach, USA. We're seeing a turnaround. I was looking at some of the scores and the where the rankings where they are this year. Boy, some of those powerhouses have really, they were in the top, they're now struggling to stay in this year.
Yeah, and such is the life of high school football. If you could only keep those seniors around for a fifth year.
Right.
But the MHSAA, they kind of frown on that. And so we have to let them go with graduation, and that has a definite impact on a lot of the local teams.
We talked about the Bad Axe Hatchets here. They're going to have a lot of juniors taking the field. How many seniors we got here tonight for the Hatchets, Chad?
I think I counted six seniors. So like I said earlier, six seniors. This is a young team that might just be a force to be reckoned with past tonight yet.
Couple big boys out there. You've got 59 Nick Welch is a junior, 5'11, 280 pounds, 77 Kenny Panko Jr., 5'11, 265.
And I'll tell you, I've heard some good things about Nick Walsh back there on the defensive side of the ball. So he must be moving that 280 pounds pretty darn quick.
And I think Kenny Panko has been out the last couple games, and we'll see if he's going to be on the field tonight. I believe he got injured maybe around the first game, has missed at least the last two games. That's what I was told, so we'll see.